Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm going to go down to the beach with my mom again.
Go visit.
Go to the beach with my mom again.
Go visit my special friends.
Yes. Go down and see your buddy. Hey, there's a blanket over here. We don't need a social distancer.
Nice piercing. Where's your father? Is he coming out this time?
No, I left him at home.
I go to the beach and they go, kill it. Push it in the water.
No, save
drowning.
It. Save it.
Save it.
I want to thank you each individually. Can I do that? Give me
absolutely, Gary. Sure. This is a wonderful first call. Lay it on us.
Oscar Santana?
Yes, sir.
You're amazing.
Wow.
Draft t-shirt? You're a badass.
Oh, he's...
And Chad Dukes? You're a dead toad son of a bitch.
I think he's called the wrong
show. That's another
he's
f***ing show you're talking about.
The wrong show, but thank you for
what?
The cut.
The wrong show. You're talking about the Big O and Duke show. I'm not Big Shooter, for the love of God.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
I hold in my hand, you can start the music, Rob. I hold in my hand,
yes,
ladies and gentlemen, the holy grail of beverages. Yes, there it is. I talk about it an awful lot. I've talked about this more than anything. This is probably the most I've ever talked about anything from somebody who didn't spend one damn nickel on this show. And that is the Iguanaria Fabulous Frozen Margarita.
I'm glad things are good for you, because I just realized I knocked my ice bucket over.
Like, with all your ice on the floor right now?
Some of the ice is on the floor.
Like, right before airtime? That's
yes.
That's terrible. But there it is, for those of you that might want to. I wish I could communicate to you.
It looks refreshing.
It does. Looks
well,
very
I put
good.
A little topper on it, which is important. And we're going to try it right now.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. A taste test for those of you in Southwest Florida.
Oh, good. Oh boy. I think they might know that it's Friday.
Yummy,
yes,
yummy
sirree.
In your tummy.
Oh boy. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Carla is not here this week. We are getting a divorce.
Oh good.
Yeah. It'll be my third failed marriage, and I'm very sorry to say that she's in the kitchen preparing herself her frozen margarita. We're very excited. It's a fortune to buy these in a big jug.
Oh, you're trying to stimulate the economy.
We're trying to stimulate the economy.
And
they were blasting them out there. They were having a great time getting all their Mexican food out at their little drive. They're one of the few restaurants that is not traditionally a drive-through restaurant, but they got the window. I don't know if they repurposed the building when they built it. I'm not sure. But but you just kicked my headphones out. Thank
well,
you.
Well, we can hear you,
that's
Mike.
That's a good
that's
start
the
to the show
part.
When you come in late. Yay.
Sorry.
No. Back around. Thank you. Thanks,
Rob,
so
how
very
you doing?
Much.
Can
you know
everybody
what? Still
hear me?
I picked
up the ice.
Yeah,
there's
we can still hear you.
Yeah.
We can
hi,
still
Carla.
Hear
you. How are you?
I'll be better in a second.
All right, your microphone's not on for some reason. That's because it's muted.
Hey, we're all here.
Oh, I said hi.
We're all here.
All right.
I'll be doing better in a second.
Yeah, just get yourself comfortable. That's great, right at the beginning of the show, since you were late. That'll be 12 minutes to...
It was your fault.
Yeah, I know it was my fault.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't your fault
what
for
happened?
13 hours of preening prior to the
Mike,
show.
It was.
Oh, we so seldom
good.
Use the word
beautiful.
Preening. We sell so seldom
what?
Use it.
Well worth effort. Well worth effort.
Yeah,
it looks nice.
Yeah, worth it. Yeah. Now, here's your... This is your microphone that I set up for you without your very own mic stand that you get this week. Let me just...
Ooh,
oh,
just
there's the
something.
Champagne going. Hold on
the
just
siren
a second.
Call of Carrie Spiewak. She come a-running.
Right. Very good. Oh, wrong side. There we go. Hi.
Hi.
There's Carla. Carla, let me get you to move over a little bit.
I agree.
Closer
I like being
to
close
me.
To you. But
thank
this,
you.
This mic stand, really.
Okay, Carla, you're going to use
it. I need it coming from the ceiling.
Yeah, well, you can't. You can't be a diva. Okay? And if you want to get it closer to you, you just have that little thing. You can pull it right out closer to your mouth.
Look, we're all learning.
No, you don't have to touch.
Learning. Oh.
You just pull it right out.
It extends out. Extends out.
It's a learning.
It doesn't have to be like that. It's
a teachable moment, right, Oscar?
I think that she likes holding it, though. I think that's what I'm getting.
Oh, Oscar, I'm fine. I set up this mic stand this week. God damn it.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to use it.
I like holding it.
Yeah. I just.
Right. And that's your volume. You can control your own volume level if you want to do that.
You allow me to do that this week?
This week, if you could turn yourself up, because I think you're mellow now, but you'll be loud later.
And my there, number five
six. You're
up.
Six, which you've been for 8 weeks. How's
nine.
That?
Wife
nine
number week. Three.
Doesn't she sound good but, now?
Yes.
Huh?
Wonderful. She sounds great.
Doesn't that, that
well worth effort?
What you want to do is just pretend you don't need to adjust it. Just adjust your body to it so you lean into it when you're ready.
I hate it. But
oh,
that's okay.
At least she's honest. Communication's everything, Mike.
Thanks, Oscar. I appreciate that. Now, Oscar is here at the beginning of the show. Oh, let's do our clink.
Yeah.
Ting, ting.
Cheers.
Oh, look at that.
Chin, chin.
Damn, that's good.
Cheers, everybody.
Let me get
cheers.
my new guy.
Welcome to the
hey,
Rob,
what is that?
Can we have some music, Rob? Can we have some music, please?
Yeah. Yeah.
This was given to me on our wedding date for Shannon and I, now roughly 4 years ago or 10. Okay, I don't know. We got a premium small batch bourbon, aged 7 years, so really now aged 10 years. The question
but
is...
But if you've broken the seal, it really doesn't count for the aging.
Well, I didn't really drink that much of it, so...
What, no, you seem to have a lot left there. Yeah, that looks like good stuff. Very, very exciting.
Do you think it's still good?
I don't think it goes bad.
It doesn't go bad.
Does it go bad? No, right?
No, remember when I drank the Crown Royal from 1950 on the show?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to drink like a man. I'm just going to throw three fingers in there, and then we'll be A-OK.
Nice. You're just going to drink it without anything, without a mixer or anything like that?
Without a mixer.
Well, let's say hi to everybody. Let's go around the room because it's Friday night, which means it's time for the TMOS cocktail party, and that means we're going to check in with all our...
Don't mind me. Don't mind me. I'm just getting comfortable over here.
Mike.
It's time to go around the room and meet the wives.
We'll save caller for last.
Okay. Let's check in with Shannon Zaballos, who is in our control room looking at Oscar through a glass wall and who's been wearing many hats. She handles the phones every week on the Mike O'Mara Show. And by the way, your calls are...
You were saying, Mike?
She's just...
Carla, remember when you unmuted your microphone?
What are you doing? You just took the whole screw out. What are you doing? What in the name of Jesus, our Savior, are you doing?
Can you take this out for me?
No, I'm not taking it out.
I don't like it.
I don't care if you don't like it.
Remember last time she sounded better with the windscreen off?
With the windscreen off? Oh, that's okay. Yeah. Thanks, Shannon. Yeah. Well, let's everybody do it right now. That's good. Okay, fantastic. Everybody contribute right now. I didn't think it would be this early this week that we... What's that? Maybe... Now she's going to drink.
Hey, Dirk never sent me my cup.
Your cup is at the post office, Peach.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I feel silly. Thanks, Dirk.
Shannon, how are you this week? Are you angry at Pony?
I woke up this morning and I said, you know what? I'm not going to be angry at Pony. I mean, I may, but if I get mad, then I brought some crystals for your heart chakra. Oh. And I'm going
crystals
to
crystals for your heart.
Crystals, where are
and
they?
I'm going to be like, you know what? Everything is fine. I don't hate Pony.
Oh, the yogi in you.
But I do.
So this is the crystals do exactly.
The crystals don't work.
Oh, that changed. I didn't know that was going to take
severe
a right
left
turn.
There,
I did my best.
That's okay. Yeah, you still hate him. Pony was chatting with us earlier. And let's check in with Mrs. Spiewak, who is extremely punctual this week. Is
prompt.
Sitting was here. Did the sound check? Did
got
the lighting check?
Me.
Everything. Got in there before Carla and the Carrie.
Didn't mess with her mic stand?
No.
Didn't mess with the mic stand?
Because she has a better one. Look at that.
Well, Rob, do you see what Rob collects?
It sparkles.
I have that. I have that. What is it?
I like its shape.
That's an SM58, Mike.
It's a Shure. No, it's not.
It's a
Shure Beta.
Betamax.
Oh, it's the Beta one.
It's a Shure Beta 58A.
So it's a little cheaper than a 58.
Mike is really just trying to adjust the microphone without you knowing.
Carrie, how are you?
I'm great.
That's wonderful.
That's it.
Mike.
That's it. That's
I know.
Mike.
Hold on, believe me. I mean,
Rob
I know
told me
they'll
not
be
so much.
No, no. That will first
don't
of all
don't listen to him, Carrie.
Rob has no control over that.
He shouldn't and give you any directions.
And like last week's show, I know there will be more words later.
Mike, for sure.
Yeah.
My bruise is healed.
This week we found a way to get Pony in without having to be on a phone line and take up a phone line.
So Pony is Matt Bloom somewhere in
Matt,
the ether?
Matt Bloom is here.
Hi, Matt.
I
Hi,
am
Pony.
Here.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's what? Shannon that's giving you the hiss.
No, it's me.
The hiss right there. Pony, how are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. I'm drinking some Bombay Sapphire Gin right now, and I'm getting more and more drunk, and hopefully I won't be too drunk to finish recording this show.
That's exciting news. That
he really
is very
slid on that S
news.
On finish that bothers me when he's at the finish.
I know. So this is our third show that we've done, our third cocktail party that we have done.
Ninth.
And,
ninth.
That's what I said. Mm-hmm. We are very, very excited that we've done nine cocktail
nine
parties during these difficult times. We really, you know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. The way I get it, and I will welcome anybody's commentary on this, that I feel as though there are places talking about reopening. There are states like mine that are reopening where things are open, and there are some people that are taking advantage, and there are even more people that I don't think are taking advantage, that are not wanting to go to a crowded restaurant or to get their hair cut. And I welcome anybody's, first of all, Virginia and Maryland, where you guys are. What's the status there? What's going on now?
It's
they extended again in Virginia.
Yeah,
they've
what's extended?
The close down. They've postponed the reopening.
Well, to be fair, it's Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
And I guess the densely populated counties,
yes,
Mike,
yeah,
outside of Maryland and Virginia, have extended to June 8th. In the same D.C., June 8th is the date now where we want to, you know, only essential employees. But the rest of the state of Virginia and the rest of the state of Maryland is open for business.
But not like open for business.
No,
you know,
no
it's not
no,
like
no.
you there can are, walk in
it's
and
in, it's in the first phase, I would say.
Are right. you is anybody planning on popping their ass into a restaurant that's 25% full anytime in the near future? I don't think I am.
No. That's not I'll continue to support local restaurants the best that we can with some takeout or delivery
right.
through Postmates. But I think that I'm personally not ready for that yet, but I am rooting for a time, hopefully, Jesus, for especially for our friends who own restaurants, that they'll find a way to do this in a way that works for everybody.
Right.
Well, I'm trying to decipher everything and trying to figure out what's going on, and I think the more we watch the news, the more we get a little bit confused about what's going on, but there's still a very significant amount of people that are looking at... remember that old Swedish model that everybody was raving about? And now Sweden's up there for, you know, as far as the largest number, you know, one of the largest areas per capita with
right.
people getting infected.
Though.
They great meatball and
furniture
and porn.
Speaking of meatballs, I had a Lean Cuisine for lunch today, and it was like the spaghetti Lean Cuisine. Mm-hmm. Man, the meatballs were disgusting.
Oh, no.
Their sauce is so
really?
Good.
I don't, well, there's another
can't
appetizer
imagine.
No, but honestly, like, usually it's really good, but this time, Carrie, it did not taste the same at all. I hope I'm not coming down with the COVID.
No.
Oh,
what do they say?
Taste.
You can't.
Your
yeah.
taste? No, you wouldn't
no,
be able to taste.
Meatballs don't taste the same on the COVID.
Yeah. You'll be able to taste any. You won't be able to taste anything is what I heard.
Yeah, right. I tasted gross.
Can you
actually,
smell,
getting COVID would probably be the best thing for a Lean Cuisine eater because you have no sense of taste.
Can you smell the tequila in your drinking?
Yeah, I can smell
can
it
you,
and taste. It tastes really good.
Yes, I do. Yes, good.
Have hair salons opened up in Florida?
I think today
yes.
they may have
no,
more.
No, no. I think on Monday they did.
Monday?
Well,
or
judging
Wednesday,
how lovely
of
both
two.
Of you look, I would guess that right. they had already opened.
Well, I cut Mike's hair again.
Oh, nice.
Looks, yeah,
looks
yeah,
a little
good.
Boy cut.
Uh-oh. Wait.
Did you just say a little boy cut?
Hey, this side right here is the...
That's
okay.
The glorious bastard.
That's
it.
Exactly what's going to make it look great when you pull it up.
I told you
back.
Not to
let's
shellac it.
Let's just go ahead and do that.
I told you
wonderful.
Not Mike, to shellac it.
I was shellacking it because...
Why did you shellac it? Now, you do look like the guy off...
You come in here and suddenly you're like an anaconda.
No, I would be more like an octopus.
All right.
It's an Inglorious Bastards cut.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mike, okay. is that haircut a bingo?
No. You know what this haircut is? Valkyrie.
Oh,
yes.
I'm implementing Operation Valkyrie.
You're fighting against the Nazis.
I think, right? just faded a little bit more on the sides going up to the crown, and then
It this is the style he wanted.
Is it?
No, Shannon's right. I think maybe if we trim it a little bit there.
Yeah, just you know to fade it
on the side. It's a little heavy.
Shannon's still learning.
No,
she faded
if
my
you
hair, right?
if right. you didn't shellac it, it would
I didn't.
Look
I
really
shellacked
good.
It just because it was all over the place. I didn't shellac it. I put a little.
See, Carrie,
in
you
it.
Don't have to worry about that.
I know.
It's a great time to be bald. Great time to be bald.
By the way, based on the first 10 minutes of the program, am I going to get emails all week like going, what's the matter with Mike?
No,
am I going to get that?
No.
Is that what's going to happen?
No, we get them regardless.
Send the emails.
We're good.
They
right,
might ask
good.
If you have a hat for that haircut.
How you doing, Carrie?
Hey, we're saving money all over the place.
Yes. Right. Left
except
and right.
Except at Iguanamia. How much was that jug of margaritas?
So worth it, $60 for a gallon of margarita.
Oh, wow.
Wow. I don't know if that's worth it.
U.S.?
It is totally worth it.
You're supporting a small business.
So no, yeah, look. Out of a gallon, you're going to get probably at least 10 drinks, at least.
Mm, yeah.
For $6?
That's good.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
$6 a drink for 12 ounce drinks. That's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you
do the math, Rob.
No, you'd be in a bar.
Yeah.
It's not the
bar.
No,
either.
If you go in there, you get one that's about half this big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about that big.
For about that big.
No, a little
and,
more.
And a little more.
Yeah. Yeah, about right there.
Why don't we get a Sharpie?
Yep, right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get that.
This is every marriage in America, by the way.
You're making me itch.
You seem agitated tonight.
Look, I have a red mark
you
on
seem
my
agitated.
I don't know. Am I?
You seem.
Well, the energy. Is,
no, I think you're agitated, yeah. Not me.
Was I not in a great mood before?
Before I
fantastic
came in?
Mood until we got really close to the 7 o'clock start time.
Yeah, when it was 3 minutes before, and Carla was not in the kitchen yet. Yeah,
right.
But I did say to Carla before, "Are you wearing your nose ring tonight?"
Oh, I am. I'm going a little squirrely.
Oh,
so
nose ring
piercings?
Yeah,
I didn't hear about this.
Why don't you show everybody? Well, why don't you show that to everybody?
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh. It's just a little hoop.
It's hard to see on our wonderful camera.
Just a
it's oh, it's really cute. Hard.
Yeah.
Thank is it real?
You. Have you always had
no.
one?
No. No, it's
nice.
Not real.
Okay.
What do you mean it's not real?
Very Kim Kardashian of you.
So it's not a real piercing. It's just like a clip-on?
Yeah, it's a clip-on. I was just, you know, bored. And
you have to be careful with a pierced nose because sometimes when you blow your nose, the snot comes out sideways.
That would be gross.
That is gross.
So I was like shopping on Amazon and I saw that. And then I got a belly button ring too and tried to put it in because I do have my belly button pierced. But it closed up. So
after all these years.
After all these years, it's
closed. Did Governor DeSantis tell you when you can reopen it?
DeSantis. I like DeSantis.
Yeah. He's the dog governor.
So the question is, when am I going to go get it re-pierced?
You feel like getting your belly button re-pierced?
Yeah. Feel like it. It's time.
I don't know. That to me. Should I be worried about that, Oscar?
You know what he said?
Should I be worried about that?
You know
that
what
she's
he
thinking
said?
About? Yeah.
He said,
yeah,
I'm
right?
too old to have my nose pierced. He said, I'm too old. I've passed the prime age for that.
I disagree, and I furthermore think that if you can cut his hair, he can handle your piercings.
Yes, thank you.
Do you think I should be concerned?
I'm
asking Oscar
concerned.
Right
yes.
now.
Yes.
It sounds like maybe somebody's
okay
out there
to want,
throwing a line or two in the
it's
water.
Okay to
that's
get
what it sounds
more
like
more attention than you're getting at home, clearly. So if you need it from elsewhere, you got a peacock. And if
hey,
you,
listen.
You know, do what you got to do.
Listen,
I'm
going
to go down to the beach with my mom again.
Go visit
go
my special
my
friends.
Yes. Go down and see your buddy. Hey, there's a blanket over here. We don't need a social distance.
Nice piercing. Where's your father? Is he coming out this time?
No, I left him at home.
Yeah. I go to the beach and they go, kill it.
Push it in the water.
No,
it's
save
drowning.
It. Save it.
Save it. Save it. You know when you're on the beach, you know you're fat at the beach when somebody walks by and you go, is it laying its eggs?
Oh,
leave him alone, dear. He's building a
whale
a nest.
On the beach, like beached whale.
I don't know. Yeah, beached whale. Yeah, in case anyone wasn't getting the jokes that we were doing. That's awesome. We're going to have a great time tonight. I can tell. It's already feeling that great
cheers.
Energy.
Remember, after the conclusion of the podcast, send a dollar to this address and Carla will explain all the jokes to you.
Just in case.
Oh, yeah, because you're as fat as a whale. Is that what it is? That's the way it works. You're
big
and fat like a whale.
I feed him and anybody would like love to have me as a person that tries to help them.
Why don't you talk into the mic? Because when you're going,
I feed him and I
think we all heard
him.
What she said, yeah. Mike.
All right. Thank you. All right,
anyway, well, he doesn't listen. He likes to eat.
He has to eat. If he doesn't
eat,
he dies.
Too.
That's from the movie Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. If you don't eat, you die. Eat your food.
Die.
That's right.
I love you, Mike.
Right don't back die, at Mike. You.
No, I'm just upset with you. That's all.
Oh.
I know you're upset with me.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I didn't know you,
did
you
he
didn't
have a
say
carb?
Anything about this.
Did you
what?
Did you
yeah, he had a
did something go missing?
Couple days. Well, he stopped keto.
Keto and then I said, sucks
and
ass.
And I agree.
There's
I agree.
So much
I don't
fat
get
in
it.
Though.
Keto right. is ridiculous.
I don't get it. But
yeah, I mean, it's fine to eat. It tastes good, but I mean, it was just like ridiculous.
I right. agree. So we put him back
God
on calories.
God knows what it was doing to my inside.
Calories in,
and thank you
out.
To all the people that said they lost 112 pounds on keto. I appreciate it. I'm glad it worked.
And then
for
they
you.
Put on 114.
Yeah, didn't work for me. Did exactly. not work for me. I mean, did not.
Like, was, didn't lose a pound.
I letter of the law. You know, thought it was just. I thought it was the bacon diet. That's what I thought it was.
The bacon, like every you know? Hour diet.
Right.
It but wasn't didn't you lose inches? Didn't you lose inches?
If, yeah, a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, sure, Rob. He did. Yeah.
He lost interest.
I lost interest. I don't know. No, it's calories in, calories mm-hmm. out.
Yeah, he did that for a day. And then I even made him lunch before I went somewhere. And then I come home and I'm making my lunch.
Can you maybe project a little bit instead of this?
Oh, no. And then I make my lunch and I pull out a bowl. And
a what?
A bowl.
A B-O-O-L? What is a bowl?
A bowl.
What is a bowl?
You know.
I'm just identifying the Western Pennsylvania in. Accent right now. So I pulled out a bowl.
Yeah, that had chocolate
and I was wearing
smeared
a
on it.
I was wearing a wool coat.
It had chocolate smeared on it. So I smell it and I'm like, hmm.
So when you smelled not his it. Own defecation.
I was going to say, when you smelled it, were you excited to find out that it was chocolate?
Yeah, it was.
Where are you eating it from
because
a dirty
it
bowl?
Could have gone many different directions.
It wasn't dirty. He must have
I stole
had chocolate
Michael's.
Fingers.
I ripped off Michael's
bunny.
Easter bunny.
Oh.
Not the whole thing. Just I broke off
the
like
ears?
Its spine.
No, you ate the whole thing.
I did not yeah. eat the whole thing.
Mike. It's I did
you're
not
lying
eat
to us and you're lying to yourself.
Go what? Get it.
No.
It's there. It's in there. It's still
I haven't
it's
seen
there.
It.
How much is
I,
left?
I didn't eat the whole I didn't even come close to eating the whole bunny.
Uh oh.
Did you
oh,
uh-oh.
No.
Oh,
now
did you eat my bunny,
well,
Daddy?
Hey, the whole family's here now.
Watch out.
I ate a little of your Easter bunny. Not a bunch talking to the microphone. All right, say hi to everybody.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Want to give wait, Michael the headphones? Your headphones for a second.
Oh, can you hear Michael?
Can you hear me?
I'm Michael.
I mean, can you? You can hear me, but
like, we can hear yeah. the other guys.
Can you give him your headphones
you
for
me?
A second?
Here you go, honey.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, buddy.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
How was your day today?
Good.
Good. What'd you do all day?
Mostly just like playing clean up the house with mom a little.
Oh, that's so
that's
sweet.
That's the best game.
That is a good
oh,
game. How
what
do you
a good
win?
Boy.
How do you win playing clean up the house?
He gets to play his.
He's making a joke. He's talking in riddles.
That's yes. what he does. Yes.
He's talking riddles.
Tell them so. About Miss Sanford.
They came in the car and they gave me a gift.
Who is Miss Sanford?
My teacher.
Aww. Yeah, it was a surprise.
Uh huh.
Yeah, they came by the house today.
That's so nice. Aww.
That's cool.
What was the gift? You, homework?
What was the gift?
Not homework.
Show me a bracelet.
Oh, wow. Hey,
oh,
cool.
Nice.
Oh,
that's sweet.
Very nice.
Do you remember those? Those were like really cool back in the day. I guess they're cool again.
Did Miss mm-hmm. Sanford get out of the car?
Uh-huh. And game.
What was she? What was she wearing?
Why?
he's calling you a pervert, Mike.
Do you want to talk about the game we played yesterday when you got your Hot Wheel track in?
Oh yeah, there's this Hot Wheels like course that has like these little boosters. So when the car goes through, it goes like.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah.
We had so much fun.
Oh, so much fun that Michael almost really peed himself.
Yeah, he aww. Said, Daddy, I'm going to pee. What was I doing that was making you laugh with the Hot Wheels?
Oh, I had to Wheels limo, and Dad was talking about Donald Trump in it, and they made me laugh. So.
because every time we put the limo on the, it was a presidential thing. I got it in the airport. It's not a Hot Wheel. It's just one of those cars that I get from
It's like Matchbox.
It's like a Matchbox. It's what thoughtful dads do when they travel to D.C. They buy him a gift in the airport. And so I got the limo, and I was saying, "Hello, Michael. I have to leave now. I'm leaving my rally." And I put it, and the limo would inevitably flip over.
Yeah, every time.
Whoa, watch out. What happened there? Oh, my God. Oh.
I'm leaving my rally.
If it go, every time it goes around the corner, it just falls off, literally.
Yeah. What would I say? Can you do a Donald Trump impression?
I know.
What was I saying? I said, goodbye.
Goodbye.
So long. Thanks, everybody.
You're getting spit on me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh. I'm sorry. All right, bye.
Love you.
Go play.
Thanks,
bud. Love you.
What a sweet boy.
He was laughing his ass off. I mean, really laughing. And it's, I mean, you know when they really laugh, you don't get it that often. That pure, real laughter. And it was big time fun. Remember when you used to laugh at me like that sometimes? Remember?
I still do.
Yeah. What he's thinking
behind
about is
back.
When you laughed with him.
Hey, guess who starts the show this week, Rob? Carla.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Uh-oh.
Close the door, Harry. Howard, I'm taking you off the air. I think you're having a breakdown. Require treatment.
This is not a psychotic episode. This is a cleansing moment of clarity.
Yep.
I'm imbued, Max. I'm imbued with some special spirit. It's not a religious feeling at all. It's a shocking eruption of great electrical energy. I feel vivid and flashing as if suddenly I'd been plugged into some great electromagnetic field. I feel connected to all living things, to flowers, birds, all the animals of the world, and even to some great unseen living force, what I think the Hindus call prana. It is not a breakdown. I've never felt more orderly in my life. It is a shattering and beautiful sensation. It is the exalted flow of the space time continuum, save that it is spaceless and timeless and of such loveliness. I feel on the verge of some great ultimate truth.
Uh-oh, Mike.
And you will not take me off the air for now or for any other spaceless time.
Oh. Passes out.
Yep.
Is he okay? He's just fainted. I better get him back to my house again tonight. Help me get him up.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
That was a secret recording back in the WJFK days of the Don and Mike Show. The guy talking was me, and 2 days a week or so that would happen to me in the office when I was saying,
the guy that had to say, take him back to my house, let him sleep it off again.
You will not do that. You will not. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show from Deer Park, New York, Atlanta, Montana, Rochester Hills, Michigan, Lakeview, Oregon, Lee's Summit, Missouri, Port of Spain, Trinidad. You will not take me off the air. You will not do that. By God. I want you to stand up and say, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
You're an evil man because you talked network yesterday. I wanted to pull a tape for today. I ended up watching about 3/4 of the movie today.
Great
Just
movie.
Gone. It's so good.
We talked
good.
About it yesterday on the show. Check it out. It's wonderful. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show Cocktail Party brought to you by MyBookie. Let me just say, the Iguana Mia Margaritas, I'm 1/3 into mine, and it is just ducky, ducky, lucky, wucky.
Nice.
So good.
Thank you, Carla. Our show today brought to you by MyBookie. Okay, guys, listen up. There is a UFC event tomorrow. That's Saturday night.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
This is... See, they are paying me money and all of us money so that I can talk about this
money.
In a wonderful, exciting way.
I'm so excited.
And otherwise, we won't have a home to live in.
Mike, that was the nuclear option.
Listen up. There's a UFC event tomorrow night, Saturday night, live comeback. You don't need to, you just have to listen to it. That's all you have to do. What?
I had lipstick on your cheek.
That's real sports action, and you can bet on it at MyBookie. Take the action to the next level. MyBookie has all the casino fun you crave. Blackjack, roulette, slots, war, and more. That's action, baby. And this week, MyBookie has a blackjack tournament, and the jackpot is already over $190,000.
Yes.
All you need to do is make a deposit, and you're in, baby. Good luck. Remember, MyBookie has live casino dealers online, MyBookie pro dealers at their tables, live on site, 24/7. I've signed up. You should. You'll love it. Visit MyBookie.ag and use promo code TMOS for a $150 bonus on your first casino deposit. That's promo code TMOS to receive more than double your deposit in a cash bonus, all the way up to $750. Use promo code TMOS to activate the offer. Being stuck at home just got a lot better. MyBookie.ag. You spin, you win, you get paid. That's Peter Finch doing MyBookie.
Monday, Peter Finch will be recording a promo. I promise you that.
We're resurrecting that movie from the 1970s. Yes, Carla?
Also, how much are we going to bet on this fight?
If you'd like to bet, we can.
I definitely want to bet.
Okay. You came in for the main event Wednesday night.
I did. I watched Survivor. It was the season finale.
Right.
That ended at 11. Tried to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, I heard the main event was on. I figured, well, hey,
yeah,
I'm up.
It's got to be something, right?
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Did you have trouble sleeping because Survivor was so exciting?
It was. It was great. I love Survivor.
She has the greatest brand loyalty to Survivor of anybody I know. And I guess that's
I didn't watch it when it first started.
Oh,
just
you did?
So you know.
Well, with the naked guy, Richard Hatch?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, just checking.
How long has that show been on the air?
It's 30
it was seasons, right?
2006, I think.
Right.
But I do know that they are in like their 30th season or something like that.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, 30th.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Well, I will tell you that we, you know, are craving, I am at least, live sports, and it is great to do it. I think the way they do it is fantastic. So I watched last Saturday, signed up for the little package, and then I'm watching it Wednesday, and I'll be watching it probably tomorrow
as
well.
Yeah, I was really happy that it was on Wednesday, and I'm happy 40. To hear it, Saturday. 40
seasons.
40, yes.
40 seasons. Mm-hmm. Incredible. Wow. With one guy, Jeff Probst. Yep. Yeah. That's unheard of in broadcast television. He is to be congratulated. I think we interviewed him a million years ago. Mm-hmm. I know. That he
seems
was
like
on
a nice
show.
Guy.
Very nice guy. He was very, very nice.
And Rob, your friend John Dalton, Mike. He's a big part of it. Johnny Dalton.
John Fairplay, yes.
That's right. Jonathan Fairplay.
My bar. We partied a little
bit. He's so annoying.
Well, he was an evil person on the show.
Well, he's an evil person in life.
Well, he's not that evil.
Yeah, he is. He's a dick.
He's got a little kid.
He is a dick.
Why do you think he's a dick?
Well, I know why he's a dick.
What?
He was a dick to me on the phone.
He was a dick to you on the phone?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Well, he was at our house, and you were talking to me on the phone, and I think I was at work, and he said, here, let me talk to her. And he said, hey, Carla, I have a secret to tell you. I said, oh, okay. He goes, okay, now listen. And he hung up on me.
That's pretty funny, though.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Well, we were probably
a jerk.
We were probably back in the kitchen going,
I would laugh.
I never forgave him.
Three celebrities. I think only three real celebrities that are like B-level celebrities. And one kind of, in a certain sport, an A-lister at the House of Manassas. The House of Manassas. Okay. Oh. So John
Fairplay
Darden. Well,
of course, Fairplay the owner.
Darden. The
owner. Oh. What?
Yeah, the Mike.
Owner? You.
The owner of the house.
Stop it. So I'm thinking that confused me. I'm thinking in terms of... Johnny Fairplay would be a C-lister, a C-list celebrity.
A D,
C, or D.
He boarded on, you know what, when he was on Survivor, he flirted with B-level. He flirted with it. But then he ruined it.
Then we had the Twitch birthday, or the Twitch when they brought in Duff Goldman.
Mm. Oh, I love him.
He's a C plus, almost solid B, close to a B.
When he came into our house, you had no idea that he was coming.
No, I didn't know. It was a surprise.
So he comes in and he's sitting in our den, and you'll never guess what he was eating.
He's the Ace of Cakes, right? Is that his name? Ace of Cakes.
Mm. So he was having a bagel and chocolate milk. I just thought that was so cool.
That he was a fat guy in real life.
Yeah, he's just sitting there eating.
And then Mark Riddles came in and said, "You're never gonna believe."
He wasn't
who
drunk.
Brought
it was
him to the,
it
was, to the show.
That's rude. The man only gets hammered at night.
No, you know I love you, Twitch. I love you.
There was one day, Oscar, I remember back in the day. He's like,
he's I'm going to cook for you.
Right. Hey. That's a pretty long list of guys, too, that I worked with that might have been a little S-house like during the middle of the day. We won't get into that. I think I'm getting buzzed to actually do that.
You're
drinking on the show.
Yeah, you had the Grand Marnier topper.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, ooh. It was pretty special. There's one guy I remember. I've smelled booze on multiple people I've worked with over the years. That's when you know. When you smell it, it's either... with our group, it's usually if you smell it, you're smelling the night before.
Sure.
So it's bad. And
the next morning.
I've had legendary hangovers on the air. Really. But as far as being outside of when we promote it and we do this.
Right. It's part of our job.
You know, coming in without anybody knowing, I am here to say I have never. The only time that I really, really came in completely under the influence of alcohol was a ratings party back in the 90s where we went from 8th to 1st, and we had a ratings party that started at 10:30 in the morning, and we asked Alan Goodman if we could come in late and be on at 8:30 in the morning instead of the usual 6 a.m., and I came in and was put on the unable to playlist.
Oh,
because I went into the news studio. I wouldn't go into the real studio, and Frank Murphy, our old producer, was saying, "Mike O'Mara, how do you feel about things this morning?" I go, "Yep." And that's all. And then they sent me home in a cab. Or I drove home.
I'm sure it was the 90s you drove home.
I'm sure it was the 90s I drove home. Drunk driving was legal. Carrie will back me up on this. Do you remember on one back to school night, and there was a parent that I will not name that came in and sat next to me? Because he came in late. It was like a 7 o'clock start, and it was back to school night. So every parent is in the auditorium, and he sits next to me. And he starts laughing at inappropriate things, and he asks a question that's not right. And then when we get dismissed to go to the classrooms, he says, at this volume, he says this. And by the way, he smelled like a bottle of rubbing alcohol. and we're all filing out of the auditorium at Tuscarora, and he says, "You know what? I've been drinking." I said, no.
Isn't it like a Monday or a Tuesday?
Yeah. And the thing is that we had planned as parents to get together at a house after back to school night to get hammered, but we all had the class to wait except for this guy. So
was he part of your social circle?
They said, "Oh, we knew not to sit next to him."
Yeah, and I remember when we were in the chemistry class, he said, "What do you mean you're gonna have more safety goggles? Safety goggles? Safety goggles?" So anyway,
have you seen him since?
He passed away. No, he didn't. When the pool was open last year, I've seen him at the pool several times. Yeah,
and is he straight? Obviously have a problem?
Why do you have to make it sexual,
Well, he's hit
Carla.
On me.
He hit on me, too. No, I think he chooses his moments. I just think he must have had a bad day.
Shannon, you okay over there? Shannon's having a moment where she's... Shannon, is everything all right?
It's Tony's fault. Well,
she's wearing two headphones. I think that's what's
going on. It also looks like she's doing like some sort of YouTube video about how to fix your hair.
Also,
if she moves anymore, she's going to look like a meth patient on Dr. Phil in a second.
I am texting her. I'm making sure she keeps all the calls on the line.
I was just... You seem like you're really fidgety this week.
I know.
You're more fidgety than you were last
Pony.
Week. You were really
calm.
Pony said you're doing a bad job.
I hate him. I'll kill him.
I think he used the wrong crystals and they made you.
Oh my God.
Kill him.
I know. They are the wrong crystals. He's on here, isn't he?
Yeah, he's on here.
Yeah. Yeah. Pony, you're the worst. Hey.
Oh, no. That's not nice.
No, Pony's
you're mean.
Shannon, he's speaking to you now. He's speaking directly to you.
Straight from the tub.
What'd you say, Pony?
Picture Pony with a big old cigarette just sitting there in his tub with his big hairy
cigarette.
Top hat.
Aw.
Speak up, Pony.
I quit smoking. You know this, but I am drinking a lot of gin tonight.
All right. So let's fix this. Now that we have you on the line and we have you here with Shannon, who's been very friendly. I thought Shannon had moved to the more comfortable spot, but just a moment ago, Shannon went kind of nuts with this jumping around and squirming and stuff like that. And are you uncomfortable, Shannon?
I'm just generally uncomfortable.
What's going on now? What are you doing?
There's all this stuff like, everywhere.
Hey, Shannon, welcome. I see behind you your crystals. Is that a statue of me?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like looking in a mirror.
Oh, Michael crashed the show.
Part of my zen. Oh, you okay. Let him on.
On. So, Pony, this is probably
Mommy,
a big mistake.
I'm hungry.
I'm letting, like, Pony interact
Where's
with Shannon.
Yeah.
This is not going to be good.
No.
But I'm going to let them have it for a second. Talk to Shannon. Talk to Pony. And let's find out what the deal is. Okay, what is your complaint? Shannon,
yes.
Are you there?
Yeah, okay. I'm looking around so right. I can tell him.
What? Okay, Carla's talking to Michael. Yeah, Carla?
Just focus on your ears and not look around. Just
okay,
talk to
I'm
Pony.
I'm trying not to. So go ahead. Tell Pony what the problem is.
Pony, I want one headset, not two headsets. I look like a crazy person. All this stuff, it gets stuck in my hair. It rips it out. I'm so close to everything. All this everywhere. All these lights.
Uh-oh.
Look at all these lights.
Whoa.
What's with all
that
these
lights? That was an S and an F word like,
I know.
In the same sentence.
Not
That's great.
Great.
That's wonderful.
And I'm generally uncomfortable.
For those of you who say I'm the luckiest man in the world, reference that conversation. Thank you.
I say it because you work with me.
Rob, it's Pony's turn. Come
Sorry,
on now.
Pony.
Okay, Rob's already drunk. All right, let's go. Pony, go ahead.
Shannon, I apologize and I'm sorry that you feel this way, but you always kind of look a little bit crazy. Just a little bit.
Oh, my God.
How dare you? How dare you say that about my wife and someone that's literally doing your job for you?
What the F?
Okay. We have to take a break. Sorry. Just
you thought
we
will come back.
We'll get everything organized. Now they're going to talk. Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
Thank
We're going to get things together. When we come back, Rob has something he's wanted to get to all week on the regular show. We're going to talk about Rob's booze list.
Yes.
Because I've been fascinated with this all week long, and I want to get to it because I'm going to try to have some semblance of organization before I check out, which is about 20 minutes from now.
Nice.
We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, my friends, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Haben Sie Uber about the coronavirus? Das ist crazy. So, I want to offer some advice, because we need to protect senior citizens, like your Großmutter und your Großvater, die Kinder, and each other. Hopefully, we can flatten the curve in time for Christmas, so we can celebrate around the Tannenbaum and enjoy the presents and eat the Schwarzwaldkirschtorten things. To do this, we must social distance, which is hard. I have to eat my own schnitzel at home because the restaurants are closed and stuff. No one is allowed to pet my miniature horse. And I can't make love to my housekeeper if I am 6 feet away. Is Max Teed me so angry? Arr! But you can protect yourself by shopping at the TMOA Shopping Center at MikeOMaraShow.com, Target, and Walmart. Remember, we must obey the rules and we can beat the corona. Okay? Good. Es ist bad disease, but at least it's not a tumor. Dankeschön.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lightstream. Are you paying more money and interest than you need on your credit cards? Refinancing your debt today, you can refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay, want to turn your microphone on?
Yes.
All right. There is so much squirming that goes on. It's incredible.
They're not used to this.
No.
They're not. I mean, it's just...
They are.
Stillness is required. It's a prerequisite. That's all. Stillness and focus. That's
this,
all we
this
ask
is
for.
Why I,
That's
I, it. I've only been married once so far.
This portion of the program?
The best is yet to come.
Oh, you bet your ass. The best is certainly yet to come. Yeah, whatever. Are you paying more money and interest than you need to on your credit cards? Refinance your debt today with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay. So much lower than the national average credit card rate of over 19% APR.
That's terrible.
It's amazing. I remember one of the first time I looked at it. I was a youngster, and I looked at my credit card bill. And I said, that seems higher than it really should be. And then I looked at the interest rate, and it was over 20%. It blew me out of the water. There are absolutely no fees with Lightstream. The application is quick and easy, and it's...
100%.
Online.
Online.
You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Check out this actual Lightstream testimonial from me. The website is a cinch to navigate, and you can have your money so fast your head will spin. If you don't check it out, you're an idiot.
That's right.
Apply today to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get the discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/TMOS. And now here is the disclaimer. I'm going to ask Carla to read that.
All right, no music for this.
And that's 0.5%. And Rob, write it as 0.5%.
Yeah, because that looks 0.50%.
Yeah, see, that's 0.5%, correct?
Yeah, but I think they want 0.50%. I think that's how they want it said.
No.
Okay,
no,
let's just conserve. Hold on. No, we're going to stop right now. We're going to stop right. Conservatively, Oscar, right. How many Lightstream spots have I done?
I would say roughly 50.
Minimum.
More than that.
Roughly.
More than that.
And now you tell me. Now you tell me, on the air, you tell me that they want 0.50%.
No.
And that's what you've been saying.
No. I've been saying 0.5%.
Anyone who has ever dealt with finance, you want 0.5. That's
then
what you want.
That's what it'll be from now on.
Yeah,
all right, that's apologies. What you would want.
Because 50 sounds like 50.
50%?
No, you say 0.5%, Carla.
We'll do it live!
This is why I pay the bills now.
Fun. Ooh.
Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.5% auto. That's the way I do it every time.
Yes, please.
0.5%.
You sure you don't want me to read it?
Go ahead.
Okay, so
fast,
the disclaimer
says. Fast.
Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount.
Really
terms
fast.
And conditions apply.
Faster.
And offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information.
Pretty damn good.
Nice. Pretty good.
Very nice.
Pretty damn good.
Very nice.
Oh, let's see.
I'm impressed with myself, too.
It's something daring. The Continental.
Yes. Did you really believe when you said that to me, they want 0.50%?
Are you sure that is how
you're just covering your own ass on the air like that?
That is how it is in the copy.
What do you think? You know math.
I think Rob doesn't know what he's talking about.
Enough to marry her.
Uh-oh. How dare you?
All right.
That's right. Everyone can settle.
That.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Do you have your booze list?
For him.
Mike, they've compiled, in the state of Virginia, cheer up, Carla. In the state of Virginia, the Alcohol Beverage Commission is actually run by the state, which is why there are no independent liquor stores like you see in the District of Columbia. So they can really, really follow all the stuff that is sold. And so what they're saying now is that in the latter part of March and all of April, we are drinking at a holiday level. In the state of Virginia.
Fantastic.
Which is, because from Thanksgiving, really starting softly at Halloween, but then through Thanksgiving and through Christmas, that's when most of the alcohol is consumed.
Killing me softly with her song. Strumming my
fingers.
So what I have here are the statistics for March and April for the state of Virginia. What is sold and how much is sold and the order of popularity. We start, Mike, at number 14, Bacardi Superior Rum. Virginians have
had
138,070 bottles of Bacardi Superior Rum.
Is that number one?
No.
That is number 14. We're starting at the bottom and working up. Keep in mind, March 1st, we were not in any sort of quarantine at all. As late as the 8th, there was nothing going on. I remember because it was my birthday. It really kind of started on March
17th.
Hearing about it around that time.
The 17th, I think. All right, so Mike, at number 13.
Rob Spiewak, here's a trivia question. Name the chief engineer at WJFK that loved Bacardi.
Oh, that would be, his name was Tony.
Tony Diggs.
Tony Diggs.
Good job.
Bacardi Limon.
That's what he liked.
Mike, so at number 13, this surprised me because I don't think this is a very good booze at all, but the 13th biggest seller, Crown Royal Regal Apple Canadian Whiskey, $2.2 million worth or 101,278 bottles of
Crown
Apple.
How would you drink that? How would you drink that? Just straight up?
There's a lot of apple teenies that are made with it.
Buddy from my friend at the restaurant, is he sending you Crown, Rob? Because he's sending me Crown out the ass. I'm getting
no.
Buddy. I don't drink the stuff. I don't drink Crown. Buddy, I love you. I love drinking with you at my old place, but I don't drink Crown, so I'm giving it away. So send it to
are,
Rob.
Are you saying
send it to Rob.
That you
enough
don't,
guys named Buddy.
You don't want free alcohol?
Oh, I do. I do.
You do not.
Yes.
No, you don't.
I do.
Hey, Rob, this is a fascinating list, but can we take some calls?
Yeah, of course.
Let's take some calls.
No,
right
I want to.
What?
I'll take anything.
I was bored.
Free.
Yeah.
What do you want to continue? Oscar, should we continue with the list?
Yeah, I love your list.
These wonderful callers have been waiting on the line since
we'll
the beginning
the
of the
five.
Show. That would be great.
Oh, yeah. Let's do the
all
top five.
All right, do the
five.
Top five, Rob.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to go through
that's
you
number,
reading.
Number
Carrie,
five
can
is
you help them show prep in the future?
Radio.
You should. 14 is a weird number to start and beginning. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what would be great show prep for me? A cyanide tablet.
No, Rob. We want you here.
All right.
Oh, that's so genuine.
Top five.
At number five, Jameson the Irish Whiskey, Mike.
Yay!
Yay!
What?
117,802 bottles, and this is by financial. It cost $3.3 million worth. At number four, Oscar
Let
Jim
me guess,
Beam.
Hold on. So now you slid out. Okay,
Jim
Beam.
Jim Beam makes sense.
Okay. At number four. Now, at number three, Mike, it's another
she
whiskey.
She comes into the studio, and he loses any comedic ability.
Well,
Carrie,
he's
timing.
Trying to go fast
Carrie
because he
I know
he's trying
to go
want...
fast, is, but
Carrie
I just want to pay
her
attention.
Breath says, let Mike guess the top ones.
Oscar,
then,
why don't you try
go,
saying something?
And then, Rob, you seriously went, and number four is Jim Beam.
I wish for once Oscar would say something under his breath. Like, not out loud. Because he
right,
is
Jim Beam.
Blabbermouth.
Oh. Number three.
Oh,
blabbermouth. Number three. All right, Jim Beam. Number three would be, all right, if it's Jim Beam is number four, Jack Daniels would be number three.
Mike, you are
Which
right.
One?
Jack Daniels,
hey,
seven black whiskey.
Congratulations.
216,936 bottles. And Oscar, I'm really sorry I said something that hurt you.
Oh, no. I'm good, man. Thank you.
Number two. We're at number two.
Number two. This will surprise you, I think.
Well, he's going to guess.
Can
remember?
I guess?
Well, I thought
well,
you might want to
just.
I'm setting you
I've
up.
I just made a game and he's ruined it.
Do you want to. What is wrong with you tonight?
There's nothing wrong with him.
I was setting you up.
Okay.
I said
I
this
you were
may surprise you.
Through it again. I wasn't sure.
He's
right?
heard. He heard
no.
you loud.
I was
and
defending
clear.
You in the previous shows. Tonight I'll be on the offense. Go ahead. Set me up. All right.
Number two will surprise you, I think. The reason that it is high on the list is because it is a bit pricey. That's all I'm going to say.
Grey Goose Vodka.
No, Mike. I'm sorry. Grey Goose at number 11. It was down low on the list.
Sorry. Hurry. Hold on. Wait.
Oh, God damn it. That's loud.
That's your fault.
Yeah, that was my fault. Okay. All right. What is number two?
Number two is Hennessy VS Cognac.
Wow.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah, boy.
Damn. Okay, I get that. Yes, sir.
Gross.
I get that completely. I do. No, I do. You know, you just got to enjoy that.
I've never
you
had really it.
Or maybe I have.
What happened to the level here?
I haven't done anything.
Oh, my God.
Just saying.
All right. Well, and number one, what's number
with
one?
With a bullet.
Number one is a clear liquor. And I think it goes high because it is a little pricey, but it is quite popular. I will leave it now for you to guess.
Oh, champagne?
It is not champagne. It is a liquor. It is a distilled liquor.
Oh, it's a liquor.
Well, I have to say, vodka was always our number one leader.
You're right, but I need a brand.
I'm going to say Absolut.
Absolut at number 12, Mike. I'm sorry. This is probably a little above that. And
Tito's.
Tito's is right. Tito's
hey,
is exactly
bingo,
right.
Bingo.
One seller. We got to take a break. We do. I'm sorry. We've run out of time, Rob. I'm terribly sorry. That segment went so
You're
well.
You're not that sorry.
I have to do a commercial. I'm really not.
That was
okay.
fun.
We have to go. We have to get this commercial done in 0.50% time. We'll do this when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Finally over. Either essential workers slaying the dragon or trapped in the house with the family. But have no fear, the TMOS cocktail party is here. Every Friday, the boys get their drink on and take your calls. And as a special bonus, the wives are also here. Carla, Shannon, and would you even believe Carrie Spiewak?
What?
And they're all boozing it up too. And as a special gift to the fans, the bonus show is on Facebook right after the regular show. So now let's lift all our glasses to the Toastmaster General himself, Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Pauly. We appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I was out on the golf course today. It was raining. Mm. And all the guys from Cocoonville, like, gathered after they played golf under an overhang. All these carts smashed together. And I went by, and the guy said, "They're right over there." I said, "Well, I'm not. I'll see you later. Social distance!" First time it was really a problem. And yeah. I beat feet. But anyway, you know what also I was doing out there today? I was drinking my liquid IV because you need to hydrate when you're out there and you're outside and it's warm and you're sweating and it's humid. And let me tell you something, liquid IV, one of the things I love about it, they're on a mission to change the world. I love companies that do this, that are socially aware, socially active. Liquid IV donating 2.3 million servings in response to COVID-19. Here's what they're doing. They're donating to hospitals, first responders, food banks, veterans, and active military, which is awesome. Dehydration occurs daily in 75% of all people. You don't know it. Sometimes you'll say, "Oh, man, I got a little lightheaded there." Right. It's dehydration. Or you're sitting there going, "I just don't feel well. I'm not feeling myself." Dehydration. You'd be amazed how many times you're dehydrated and you don't know it. Try Liquid IV. Stay hydrated. You can't do it all the time with water alone. You'd have to drink 8 full 8-ounce glasses of water a day. Thankfully, there's Liquid IV, the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. One serving of Liquid IV provides the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water alone. And proper hydration can boost your immunity. I'll be spending a lot of time with Liquid IV tomorrow. I can guarantee you that. Thank you, Carla. I appreciate that. That's
I tried it for the first time after the first show I was on, and I loved it.
How did it work for you, Carrie? Yes, it's great.
Really good, yeah.
It tastes phenomenal. We never talk about that enough, and it also feels good.
Yeah, and I'm always hesitant with flavored waters. It was really good.
It's good, and you can feel like you're getting all that stuff they put into the vitamins and the extra hydration. Liquid IV available nationwide at Target, Whole Foods, and Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. And remember, nationwide at Target, Whole Foods, or Costco.
Grab it.
Let's do it. I apologize that we haven't gotten to calls. We just kind of got on a tangent there. Let's get to your phone calls right now. By the way, where is your wife vanished to, Oscar? She's no longer on
camera. She's back. I think she was fidgeting too much, so I shut off her video.
She's in a new
top. Muted my video.
You changed your outfit, huh?
Costume change.
I put a sweater on. I'm cold.
A little chilly up there.
Well, the AC was off, Mike. I started sweating, so I asked Pony to turn on the AC from Fairfax.
Very cool.
I thought you said to turn it up.
Yeah, I turn it up as in jacket the...
Yeah,
well, you said
that
turn
be
it
a confused...
down, so I thought that you meant like not so cold. So I turned the temperature up.
Mavage together.
Pony, you keep it cool in these studios, please.
Let's get to the phones at 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. You are the very first caller. Caller, where are you calling? What are you drinking? And where? What's your name? Thank you.
Oh, my God. You have saved my life. You three guys have saved my life.
I'm a suspect. Who's suspicious? I'm suspicious of this call.
Bad voice.
My name is Gary, and I'm from Lake Tahoe, California. I only have three things to say to you.
Lay it on us, Gary.
The first is I've knocked the neck and the shoulders off a bottle of Jack of Tennessee honey.
Good man.
That's good, Gary. That's grit out in Lake Tahoe, California. What else is going on, Gary?
Well, second, I've lost my job to the virus.
Oh, no.
Sorry about that. A lot of people have it. Sucks.
I lost my wife to social distancing.
I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
I lost my dog to a driverless Tesla.
Wow. I don't believe that.
Jeez. Man,
and
oh man,
you three
Gary.
Guys have got me through this. You three guys, I've been so suicidal, but now that I'm on the air talking to you three guys, I want to thank you each individually. Can I do that? Give me
absolutely, Gary. Sure. This is a wonderful first call. Lay it on us.
Oscar Santana?
Yes, sir.
You're amazing.
Wow.
Drab t-shirt? You're a badass.
Oh, he's...
And Chad Dukes? You're a dead, cold son of a bitch.
think he's called the wrong show.
That's another f***ing show you're talking about.
The wrong show, but thank you for the compliment.
It's the wrong show. You're talking about the Big O and Duke show. I'm not Big Shooter, for the love of God.
What?
I'm a liberal Democrat, Gary, you moron. Come on now.
Wait. Okay. Oh, hi, Carla.
Hey.
That he knows.
Get rid of that guy, Shannon. See you later. Okay. Goodbye. Bye. He's saying hi to everyone. Let's
he
take
had
another.
Too much to drink while he was on hold.
That was fun. Let's was take fun. Another call, 888-920-MORE. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is David Crook calling from Sacramento. How you doing?
Great, getting all the California calls early this
aren't
week.
You
That's
the
why
guy,
we started.
The guy whose dog was bit by the snake that we had in the mailbag this week, right?
Thank you, Rob. Yes, and that's why I'm calling. It felt awful that you guys didn't know how it should
follow
out.
Up.
And I just want you to know it's a happy story.
Yay! Good.
Yay.
What kind of snake?
It was a rattlesnake.
Jeez.
Down by the river.
What kind of dog?
And a brindle. Looks a lot like a Dutch Shepherd. He's about 75 pounds. He's a big boy.
Big dog. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. If it was a little dog, it might not be a happy ending, right?
Absolutely.
Wow, that's scary.
And so Kenny spent 2 days in ICU, and he got two infusions of anti-venin. He came home looking like a bullfrog last Wednesday, Wednesday before last. And today, he's just about back to normal. He's eating his kibble. He barked at a squirrel. He's ready to hit the trail again.
That's happy to hear that.
That's wonderful. Man, rattlesnakes.
That's scary.
How did they handle the treatment of your dog with social distancing at a vet clinic?
I was not allowed inside the clinic at all. So when I dropped him off,
we took Frankie.
I did paperwork in the parking lot, and I did not see him until I picked him up.
That must be universal, because the same thing happened when I thought Frankie was sick from peeing on our bed all the time. Yeah, they did the same thing.
Strangely enough, though, they made me wear a cone on the way home.
They knew.
Let's take another phone call. Let's take another call right now at 888-920-6673. Did I get what? What are you doing? What?
Cheers.
Oh, salute.
Okay, another toast. All right.
Are we doing this?
Oh, my God. This is so
good.
Let
me tell you about tequila. Remember when I was uptight right at the beginning? Oh, back to Jack?
Back
to you didn't like the other expensive bourbon?
I think it might have gone bad.
And also, I saw you add some Coke to it. Did that help?
No, I had that just as a chaser. I'm not a real man. I got to mix my soda and whiskey.
Had to help his tummy.
Yeah.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Dan Tan from Ticonderoga, New York.
Downtown.
Hey, Rob, is he sliding in like more than he should be? Is he?
Mike, here's what I know.
Probably.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go.
You can always
downtown.
And now hang up on him.
Yeah.
All right, hang up on him. He's gone.
And also, Dan, if you hear me in the post show, social distancing, you don't need to do it. You're fine.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Is he gone, Shannon? Is he gone? Rob, okay, explain. The difficulty.
He was the guy. He wrote us a couple letters, and we did the Dan Town bit, and he started to sell his own merchandise on Facebook based on his notoriety.
Yeah, let it go.
But you know
it's all right. No, he doesn't have to let it go. Now I'm going to defend Rob. I'm going to defend Rob to the death. That's reaching into your mouth and taking a biscuit out of it.
Right.
That is taking food out of your mouth.
It was wrong. And he learned his lesson.
How do you know he learned his lesson?
Because he did. I don't know, but I do know.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
You know why? I know he didn't, because he's calling in.
I give second chances. Mike,
yeah, you know what?
He's just asking for a second chance, Rob.
Man's a dick.
Yeah, he used to be a dick. He's not a dick
always
anymore.
Always a dick. Always a dick. If he wasn't a dick, he wouldn't have called in.
I disagree.
Oh, all right.
Mother Teresa, let's take another phone call, okay? 888-920-MORE. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this and where are you calling from, caller?
This is Charlie Burney calling from Bethesda, Maryland.
Yay! What's up?
CB.
How are you, hey, sir? Charlie, how are you? How you doing?
I'm doing good, Mike. It's good to see you guys. I can't wait until Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Mike O'Mara Show day of the week.
Oh, you know what, sweet. Charlie? I have to say, I am so honored that you take the time to call our show. Charlie's like the boss man at Podcast Village.
Big boss.
And
man.
Charlie takes the time. And Charlie doesn't have to do what he doesn't want to do. So
no,
Charlie's at home and digging calling our show, and I'm digging him calling.
Yeah.
And I think that is just fantastic.
So,
and
Charlie, what are you drinking?
Yeah, what are you drinking, Charlie?
I went out. I'm trying something new. Johnny Walker Green today.
Green.
What? Oh, it's not ripe yet.
I didn't even know there was a green. There
never
is a green.
Never even heard of that.
Yeah, there's red, black, blue, green, gold, and platinum.
Yeah. Wow.
How do you? How many fingers do you give the the green tonight? Whatever. I mean, well, I think three fingers.
Salute, of course.
Okay. Somehow I've turned it into digital manipulation of Charlie's scotch.
Yeah, manipulation.
Charlie,
I'm not listening.
Well, thank you for everything. And Oscar, you work closer with Charlie than anybody, so take it away.
Charlie, it's always great when we start meetings with our CFO and an entire team says, today's TMOS happy hour day.
Hey,
so glad
it's like
it.
He's promoting within our business meetings. I love it. Warms the heart.
That is awesome. Charlie, thank you so much. Thanks for everything you do, and especially those sketches, which I think are so cute.
I love those.
They're fantastic. We love you, Charlie. Take care of yourself.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.
There he goes.
Bye.
When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, Oscar's got a little interesting something-something about the business of the show and a way that you can help us that could not come at a better time TMOS.
I cannot wait to hear this.
Something brand new, and you might want to just have a sip. And let him do it.
I cannot wait to hear.
Because I really don't want this to be screwed up.
No, I'm not going to say anything.
Yes, it's a time to listen. And I think we're going to sneak it in before all hell breaks. And by the way, I know she's getting ready. She got the look on her face. Carrie Spiewak has that look on her face. I know.
Duran Duran. She's just excited that I'm playing Duran Duran.
Hey. Her crew.
I know.
Rob, you're playing Duran Duran for your honey. I think we're making progress.
You played R.E.M. too.
I played R.E.M. earlier. That's right.
Oh, that's good. That's a good thing, right, Rob?
Yeah. Well, things are lonely. One does what one can.
We'll take
this is as romantic as we get.
I love it.
We'll come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show. King's Things. And now, here's Larry.
If I was gay, look out, Scott Pelley. Muffins are for the weak. Who remembers my password? I've already selected my urn. Got a great deal. I eat the bones.
What?
I once got a telegram from Chet Huntley. He wanted to arm wrestle. Weird. The TMOS shopping center is Target and Walmart. Mike O'Meara. If you shop there, you help. Okay? Buy things. Because it's good. Oof. What an emotional week.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show.
He eats the bones.
This portion of our program brought to you by our bonus packages. Well, here we are, all of us. And you're here too, which is nice. This is the TMOS cocktail party. Swallow, lemon, lime. Number nine. This is the Sonny Jurgensen of the cocktail parties. Insert Sonny Jurgensen ad lib here. Hopefully about being in a nudist colony. Look at how much fun he's having right there. Nine is fine with wine, yours and mine, a sign of the times of quarantine. Thanks for drinking with all of us. Pour yourself another, because after the cocktail party, there's more. TMOS bonus show. If you really like this, whoa, Nelly.
The bonus is when the fun really begins. We provide it as a free service, but after it streams, it hides behind that
pissy infected paywall.
So make sure you tune in. Well, also, keep in mind, there are nearly 500 other, you know all that. The 7 p.m. Eastern, the fun starts on Facebook Live. Cocktail Party 9, this is sure fun. Right, quarterback?
Duh.
Thank you.
No Sonny Jurgensen voice for me? Come on.
This is great. Yes, sir. Hot dog. Hot dog. Yeah. Oh, come on, Sam.
Cutting the cheese is farting.
Oh, that's worth it. Thank you, buddy.
So here it is. Oscar came to us with this right before the show today.
Yes.
And it's a way that we can boost our profile and help the show. And it has to do with the streaming video that we've been working on for as long as we've been working on.
If you're watching the show for the first time, this is new news to you. But if you've been a longtime P1 listening for the past decade, you know that we've always tried to invest into streaming the program for some time now. And the one outlier was like, how do we monetize the stream? And what we didn't want to do is throw a bunch of ads on a stream to really mess up the flow of the show, because this type of format doesn't allow for that.
Right.
And for some time, we've talking offline with the show, like, how do we do this? And out of the blue, like fate, we get an invitation to the star program from Facebook which is essentially what we've always wanted. Something that a way where listeners can support the stream by buying stars, quote unquote, packages from Facebook and then donating as they will right to the show. So if you like what you're watching, you can buy a package from Facebook directly on the on your Facebook page and then
by the way, when that call comes in, it's very special. Oscar gets the call and then there's someone on the other. Hello? This is Johnny Facebook, and you have been selected, Mr. Santana, for the Stars program. Yes, siree. Yes, would you like to be a star? Yes, you may. So what the hell is it?
Yeah, I don't get it.
I was insulted because I felt like, man, I've been waiting for this invitation forever, and it took the COVID-19 and a bunch of happy hours with our wives to finally get the invite. So God bless our wives for coming along and helping out.
So what is – I don't get it still. What does somebody do?
Imagine you're watching a show that you love – outside of your own show, right?
Yes.
And then you're watching it, and then at the corner it says donate stars, or you have an option to send stars. It's almost like a virtual donation button, but you buy the packages from Facebook, and that's a different way to support the show, brand new to us. And as I was talking to Maddie and Pony and the rest of the team members, Mike, we don't involve you in this minutia. We were trying to figure out the best way to just explain this to people, and we said, look. If this is a position you're in, especially these days, and you want to throw some shekels our way, the stars work. Each star is worth a penny, Mike, but pennies turn into dollars. You know that.
All right. Okay.
So somebody actually has to put money forward or?
Well, they would buy a package like a from star. Facebook. They're virtual stars that you buy from Facebook.
Is this like that Bitcoin scheme?
It's exactly what it is, Mike. It's Bitcoin.
How about this? Do you know that when little Michael's playing Minecraft?
Yeah.
And he wants to buy things, so you have to buy like Xbox dollars or whatever you're dealing with. Yeah, just like that.
I get it.
But for Facebook and for our show.
All right. Okay.
So we are now in the It Club. We are now.
Hey. Congratulations, all of y'all.
Yes. Mike doesn't seem too excited.
Cool.
He does not seem too excited.
Mike, we're in with the in crowd. This is big. This is big.
We're
the dorks of the in crowd, but we're in.
Yeah.
Like, I still don't get it.
Okay, how about this?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be very simple. At the end of each month, when we have our big business meetings, I'll say, I'll rattle off everything that is losing money, and then hopefully this will make us money. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
All right.
Fair?
All right. Rob Ford parking, Rob Ford parking, Rob Ford parking, Rob Ford parking. No, all right. That's okay. All right, you'll have to explain more to me next week.
Yes, yes.
And tell it to your brother and have him put it on paper so we can explain it.
I will. Mm-hmm. I promise you.
Did he do okay with that, Rob, as far as explaining that to everybody?
Well, I'm sort of on the same page as you right now. I understood what he was saying, so I think he did a fine job.
All right. Did you understand it?
No, I wouldn't know personally how to do it. I don't get it. No.
Well, let me tell you this. There were very few mispronunciations, and the grammar was good.
Thank you.
And we'll talk about it later.
So how about this?
I'm Pony's shocked.
Pony's on the line, and he did some research. Would you like him to explain it?
Pony, did Oscar leave anything out?
This is going to solve everything.
He got it absolutely right. Think of it as like we're virtual strippers, and our listeners are the people at Good Guys slipping the money into our G-string.
That's it. Strippers.
That is a 10. That is a 10 from Bloom. He has been sleeping for this entire time. He has not been on the show. I am sitting there for Matthew Bloom.
But you know what the horrifying thing is I'm imagining that, and I think that if Pony was a stripper, his G-string would slip down all the time.
No quarters.
All right, let's take one more call. We have one last break that we have to get in here. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You are on the show at 888-920-6673. Hello, who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Matt from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Matt, how are you? Great to hear from PA. How's everything doing, Matt?
It's going okay. I'm drinking a locally distilled vodka with energy drink, which I don't need the energy drink, but hey, why not?
That's so like early 2000s.
I love it.
I remember at my restaurant back in the day, my failed restaurant, where all the kids were drinking vodka and Red Bull.
That was the drink? Yeah. Oh my God.
I still do not do well with the smell of Red Bull because it was so permeating the
Smarties.
Atmosphere.
I drink so much I like breathe vodka. Mm-hmm. Like,
nasty, nasty. What can we do for you, my Pennsylvania friend?
So, just a couple of things. First, I've been a fan since 91, Mike. I followed your show around radio station to radio station. I remember driving home from Penn State to back to Lancaster, we'd catch your show, and then we'd go on the mountains and miss it, and then it would come back on, and it was always like a big deal. Like,
it came back on.
It's nice.
That's very, very sweet. Thank you very much. Awesome. I appreciate that.
So, and just one other thing. So my dad is currently in the end stage. I don't mean to bring things down. He's in the end stage of Alzheimer's, and he's been locked up for like 2 months, kind of in lockdown. We can't really visit him. But on the positive side, the women and men who have been taking care of him have done a great job. So just for anyone, I would just ask to pass along, and my mom who took care of him, to pass along, you know, any, you know, prayers or whatever.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
You know, it doesn't get, you get it, you hear it reported, but it doesn't probably get mentioned enough that, you know, one of the things that a child of an elderly parent or someone that's suffering like this gentleman's father is, the closure is being at the bedside. The closure is being close at the end. And so many people don't have that with the current restrictions that we have. And it's just great to hear you talk about the people that are caring for your dad. Because I know when my mom died, it really was the this 22, maybe 23. She couldn't have been more than that. And she was the hospice nurse at the very end who did the most accurate evaluation of where my mom was. And unfortunately, in a sad way, when they're at the end of the time, you want to know what's going on, how long, what's going on. And she was spot on with that, but then compassionate. And there's so many, and these are young nurses that do this. Yes. They're young people that care for people at the end of their lives, and they're spectacular in their prime.
Yeah.
They're spectacular human beings. You know, what do you say? Why were you shaking your head?
You said young five times. I'm like, all right, we get it. They're young.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Can I say one more thing?
No, I'll say one more thing. F*** you, Oscar.
Amen, brother.
There you go.
Welcome to Team Right. Yeah.
It's not Jose in a hazmat suit. I can't talk about it.
Imagining young nurses. Right.
One more thing. Shannon, please tell me you didn't hang up on Pennsylvania, did you? One more thing from Pennsylvania. Yeah, go ahead.
One more thing. Okay. So you've all said you've outkicked your coverage with, you know, your spouses, which may be true. Your spouses are awesome. But if I outkicked my coverage, I'd be with Meredith from The Office.
Oh, Meredith from the that was weird.
How low I am.
That's okay. I get it. Okay,
we can be between the lines, sir.
Thank you, Pennsylvania. We got to take a break.
Kind of like a Twilight Zone ending there?
I don't know what was going on.
Man's in pain.
Yeah, when you drink Pennsylvania vodka.
The hospice nurse that I dealt with, and I was told that they skew on the younger demographic. That's what I was told. I don't know whether it's true or not.
It's interesting, though, like how young they can be and how much compassion they can have at that age. Usually, you know, you have to be older to have that amount of compassion.
So smart.
And shape.
I don't know. I hate nurses. Fit.
Yeah, and then
tight, Oscar, tight.
I'll come back. I'll tell you a quick story when we come back about that time. And my niece that I think I told the story before, but it was the funniest line on a very sad day for me. We'll take a break, come back with more fun and more of your calls right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you listen to podcasts? Do you like to hear virtual voices through the magic of electronic reproduction? How would you like to hear your voice on a podcast? Now you can. Just submit a promo to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you cut the mustard, you can rub audio shoulders with all the promo greats. James Amato, Paul Christine, even that guy. It's as easy as falling off a log. Just follow this simple procedure. 1. Select a TMOS topic that you want to promote and then record yourself promoting it. 2. Send your promo as an MP3 to rob@mikeomarashow.com. And if it airs, you can be a star. Can fabulous wealth be far behind? Ha 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 ha! You better hurry. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's to showbiz.
I love that.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Coronavirus update.
What?
Prepared comedy submitted by Robert Spiewak. President Trump's Mar-a-Lago.
Get these right off to Conan, Mike.
President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort has announced that it will partially reopen this weekend. They plan to emphasize cleanliness and social distancing. They promise to keep all body bags a minimum of 6 feet apart, so there's that. Delaware has announced that they will open their beaches on May 22nd. This is great news. Finally, something for the people of Delaware that's more dangerous than eating scrapple. Surf's up, idiots. Hey, your wife loved that.
Yeah. I normally don't like it.
No, she's drunk.
It's a shame.
Florida Governor
I don't
Ron
know what she said.
And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has announced that all sports are welcome to play in Florida during the pandemic. He said, quote, if you have a team in an area where they won't let them operate, we'll find a place for you in the state of Florida.
He said that.
Probably in a cemetery.
Yeah.
Luckily, the TMOS shopping center lives on. You can get things from Target and Walmart safely from home. Hit up MikeOMaraShow.com and the banner is right there. Instant access to Target and Walmart. Trust me, if they don't have it, you don't need it. Just make sure you ask it. You access it.
How's that?
Say that again.
Just make sure
that
you access them through our banner.
Buy something, say something.
The TMOS Shopping Center. Shop from home. Now, come play Hi-Li in the Sunshine State. We'll bury you with reverence.
Just have to say, we all bought Minecraft toy for Michael off the Target.
We did.
Came in two days. Happy little boy. It actually came when it said it would.
Curbside pickup, too. We've done that at Walmart, too. Yeah. I drive about 38 through the parking lot.
Everybody jumps out of the way. Here's my
phone. Give it to me. Yes, all right. Thank you. All right.
Our Target orders have been coming earlier than they say.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Is that
about.
The greatest
that's awesome.
Bonus in the world? Yeah. By the way, I know it's a little battle between Walmart and Target, but Target does
but
get
those
way,
screw Amazon.
Quicker.
They say they're going to deliver something, and then it's like
and
4 days later.
And the horse they rode in, Oscar.
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, Shannon.
You know, anyway, let's take another call. 888-920-MORE.
That's why you're the professional.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Hi.
Hi, Mike. It's Doug from Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, Doug.
Hi, Doug. How are you? I was taking a big slurp of margarita when you said that. How are things in Mad City? Wisconsin's like a strange state, right? Don't you have a battle between like the legislature and the governor, or the governor and the legislature, that kind of stuff going on? Aren't they? Isn't it a kind of a conflicted state?
I think it's like all the government around the country. They just keep fighting each other. They should be looking out for us, not looking out for their sponsors.
If damn. I'm not hey, mistaken,
I'm
what
this
happened?
Guy a round of applause
damn! Give this
they
man
say
some stars.
They had to close down, and then the legislature said that everybody can open up, and then everyone packed the bars. And there's the whole attitude of, hey, screw everybody! I'm in the bar without a mask on. So there's a lot of drinking going on, and people are not respecting what's probably common sense, right?
It was one bar in Platteville, which is a small college town, southwestern Wisconsin. There's a bunch of idiots out there. They need to realize that, this isn't over.
I just wanted to point out, since you're talking about this, the thing I hate more than anything is that when you're careful and you wear a mask and you socially distance and you worry and you're verbal about worrying about opening up too early, it makes you some kind of snowflake that doesn't.
Right.
I'm hoping that they can gloat a little bit and say everything's okay. But none of the by the way,
what is that? Wish for the best.
Hope for the best and
prepare for the worst.
Prepare for the worst. I hope that it's okay. But everything we're seeing from these very well-regarded scientists say you are taking a tremendous risk by reopening too soon, and you're going to see spikes.
Yeah, but they don't really
spikes.
Know, do they?
They don't, so we'll know like in 3 weeks what's really going on.
I'm just teasing.
He's just teasing. Yeah. It's just the jack. Anything else?
Paul Schaefer.
Anything else we can do for him? In Madison, what?
Just want to say we're watching it on the big screen TV. We watch through Facebook Watch. Oh, nice. And my wife is with me, and we're watching it. And one other thing, you guys are great. Love the wives. Rob, what are you drinking tonight? Everybody else I can see.
Oh, my God. What is Rob
what
drinking
is
tonight?
Heck, Rob?
Tonight, Cuba Libre, kosher Coca-Cola, Bacardi Gold, and a twist of lime.
I love you, Rob. I love your freaking drinks.
You're all about freedom.
God. That's right. Freedom.
Thank you for the call, Mad City.
I would love to come.
Let you down.
What? I would love to go to Rob and Carrie's house for a week and like just have different drinks every night.
Why just a week? Make it a month. Come on,
okay.
Forever.
Why not now?
Yeah, no,
exactly.
Yeah. Great, great time to travel.
I'll get in the car. I will drive.
I'll be like Clint Eastwood. No. Go.
I'll be back, Mike, in 3 weeks. Go. Okay.
Oh, look at my tits. No, all right. No. Anyway,
what are you doing? I have been.
You can't say
thank
that.
You, Carrie. Thank you. They're for you, baby. There we go. Let's take another phone call, and then I think we have to wrap it up, and then go on to the bonus show.
We're not going
where
anywhere.
We can
though.
Cuss.
We stay
here. We're not going anywhere. And buy those Gribblies or whatever the hell you're
Gribblies.
Supposed
to buy. The Gribblies.
The stars.
Yeah, the stars. Buy the stars.
Stars.
I'm buying 8 Gribblies tonight. I'm going to get all tanked up. Buy some
last
Gribblies.
Call on the Mike O'Mara show. Hello, 888-920-MORE.
I think
Mike
that's a
O'Mara
good
show.
Idea, Carrie.
Hi there. Hi. What's, who are you? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Joe. I'm from Quincy, Illinois.
Quincy, woo! Illinois. I love the way we get clusters of calls from, we got from the East.
Yeah, I like that word,
and then we
clusters.
Get the California calls. Now we get the Midwest, Wisconsin, and Illinois. Joe, what can we do for you, my friend?
Oscar, I have a bone to pick with you.
Talk to me, sir.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
It's about the Gribblies.
Can you pick up that bottle of Jack Daniels, please, Oscar?
Uh-oh.
Sure. Oh, dear.
Yeah, call him out.
What's wrong with it?
Have you been measuring
I picked
anything?
It up.
Hey, PayPal, you know, I've got like a certain amount of time, and your pauses.
Hey, hold
you
on.
Could, no, you don't tell me to hold on when I'm handling colors. Thank you.
Pauses.
What's going
on? Take the lid off. Take the lid off. Show it to the camera, please.
Yeah, I got it. What's the problem?
Where are you going with this? Come on.
What is that little white thing on the top of your bottle?
It's
You are a grown-ass man. Pop that thing out of there and drink, please.
Who takes that off?
Oh, yeah,
do it, Oscar.
It's the safety rules. Shannon, he's gone. Yeah. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what? I'm hanging up on you, sir. There you go. Yeah! Oh, my God, Oscar. That was huge. Did he just drink it? Yes!
That was so
loud. I do what I want.
That was it. Very good. Well, that was interesting. We've got another hour of this tomfoolery and hijinks coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Only 1 hour?
Only 1 hour. You know, sometimes it spills over. It depends. These margas are tasting pretty
depends
good.
Depends how many stars we get.
I love that you just called
let's
it a marga.
That's right.
The more stars, the more we stay on. Nah, thank you. We're going to do this when we come back, a bonus hour of what? Why are you putting your finger up? What?
Stay up late and watch the stars come out.
Thank you, Ryan. We appreciate that.
Ryan? Yeah. Did you say Ryan?
I said Ryan. Yeah. I said Ryan like Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, get it?
Oh, look
Mike,
at that.
You look
let me go
wearing
fix
a hair
your hair.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
Mike O'Mara
now
stars.
He looks like that guy that sings.
Mike O'Mara stars in American Horror Story.
It's okay. Just a little what blending. Take a little weight off the top.
You look like Chris Isaac.
I take that
that's
as a
who
wow.
he looks like.
Yeah,
he must have been hypnotized. Jesus Christ.
Chris Isaac ejected with fat. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the bonus show for Robin Oscar and all the wives. We'll be right back. Thank you, everybody. Yeah. Bye-bye.
And beat it.
30 seconds. See you soon.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I need Tiki for my bunghole.
I'm Federal Agent Jack Bauer, and today is the longest day of my life.
Don't tell me you're infertile. I ain't falling for that again.
All I require from you is your bank account details and soft code, and we can wire you their monies directly.